The first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul reached also Derbe and Lystra, where there was a disciple named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. The brothers in Lystra and Iconium spoke highly of him, and Paul wanted him to come along with him on account of the Jews of that region. Paul had him circumcised, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they traveled from city to city, they handed on to the people for the observance the decisions reached by the apostles and the presbyters in Jerusalem. Day after day, the churches grew stronger in faith and increased in number. They traveled through the Phrygian and Galatian territory because they had been prevented by the Holy Spirit from preaching the message in the province of Asia. When they came to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So they crossed through Mysia and came to the town down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision. A Macedonian stood before him and implored him with these words, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, he sought passage to Macedonia at once, concluding that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing. Come before him with joyful song. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. His we are, his people, the flock he tends. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. The Lord is good, his kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you. Remember the word I spoke to you. No slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. And they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we're still in the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter. And like I said the other day, that the 15th chapter of John, I think, contains the whole Gospel summed up in one chapter. But here it talks about what happens when we follow Jesus. The other day, Jesus told us we'd have joy, we'd have peace, all these things. But he also now says the world will hate us, right? And I don't want the world to hate me. I don't know about you, but my whole ministry, every time I open my mouth, 50% of the place hates me, always. I get it. Drives me insane. Because in my heart of hearts, I want everyone to be saved. They don't need to be saved by me, but by God. And that's got to be our desire. But when you know that you're going to stand up and speak God's word, it always got to be spoken in love, then people, of course, are going to hate you. When you're saying it's wrong to kill babies, it's just wrong to kill babies. Abortion is murder. Abortion is one of the greatest evils, if not the greatest evil in the world today. And to say that, automatically you have people hate you. But that's okay, because you're sticking up for the babies. You're sticking up for what's right. But that's all of God's word. We have to proclaim everything, but we've got to do it in love. So stand up for Jesus. Don't be afraid. Just do what you do because you love people. Of course, people are going to hate you because of it. That's okay. Just keep praying for them. And when you pray for them, you're loving them and you're bringing them a salvation. And if they hurt you, say, "Jesus, let the hurt they caused me be for their conversion." And now you become like Jesus. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.